All right, are we good?
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey,
that one's mine. This one's mine. Okay, cool. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Better together.
It's my podcast, go. And it peaked again. Go. My name is Sebastian Gomez. Sorry. What's up, everybody? Everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Better Together podcast. Dude, this is the first podcast where I have guests and friends.
Well,
in friends first, guest second.
In your new setup.
In my new setup, in my new studio.
We've been on the Better Together podcast before.
Yes, 100%.
Just best be friends. True.
Yes. Dude, this is nerve
wracking. But in this new spicy little setup here.
Dude, I'm excited, dude. I'm very amped. Thank you to all you guys who have been. We have two cameras. Wow, I feel professional now. Let's go, baby.
Do that double camera angle game.
So, let's introduce our guest. On the left, we have Mr. Jake Roque.
Aloha, amigo. Woo!
Right in front of me, we have the queen of YouTube, Jess Conte. Jess, say what's up.
What's up?
Everybody, what's up? On the left, we have the one, the only, the one who runs the Promptos podcast along with his two other co-hosts. Yeah. I can't even say it correctly.
Good introduction.
Wait, hold up. Let me say it correctly. Redo. Let's do it again.
Bro, I really love from the beginning that you just gave me.
No, just let's do this
start
again.
From the beginning.
To the left, we have... To the left of me, to the front left, we have one of my best friends. He runs a Promptus podcast. My best friend, Gabriel Conti.
There we go.
And this is a Better Together podcast. All right. Guys, what's up?
And you
nothing
are
much.
Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Sebastian. Thank you. I totally forgot. And my name is Sebastian Gomez. Welcome to the podcast. Hope you guys enjoy this. Today, we're just going to chill, relax. Hopefully, if you're on your little car ride, if you're on a run, if you're just studying and just listening to this, hopefully we make you good company and we make your day today. So anyways, today I want to just talk, dude, because I want to start off by just like, you know, letting you guys get to know us.
Wait.
What?
We're talking on a podcast?
That doesn't make any sense. Oh my gosh, dude. That's so sketch. All right. Anyways, so... Today, we're just going to talk about the good old days, and we're going to answer some of your questions that we received in my last live stream on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. It'll be up here somewhere. And then, yeah, so let's get to it. All right, guys.
I'm taking my glasses off.
How do we all know each other?
How do we all know each other?
Because of you.
Because of me?
Well, not you guys.
Wow, that makes me feel really important.
Whoa.
That actually is kind of true.
Yeah?
Though.
I met Gabe. I'm the first one who met you in this table.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've known each other the longest.
Whoa, crazy.
Yeah, so Sebastian and I met. Then Jess and I met.
Then I met Seb.
Then
Seb met Jake.
And no. Then you guys.
Jake worked for me.
Yeah, I met you guys, and then I met Seb. We met at the gym. I was working out at the gym, and I was like, oh, yeah.
You met me at the gym?
I thought you met at church.
Yeah, bro, we met at the gym. No, we didn't. We went to church together, but we never talked. I don't think we ever talked. Before.
Really? So did you like?
Did
would
we
I
talk?
Like walk?
Wait,
hold up!
I remember
up.
I saw you at the gym, and I was like, "Hey, doggy."
Wait, so would I be?
Yeah, I want to hear this gym. This
said.
Gym story.
I don't even remember.
I remember. I was on the ab. I was on the ab crunch machine, and you walked by.
No
and
wonder
I was like,
you have such good abs.
Hey, yo,
Jake.
Baby, yeah, I've been working on it for years now.
Dude, what the f? Dude, that's so creepy. Like, so
no.
I should have known you guys.
Finish the story.
Well, then we chatted, and I was like, "Yo, I think I was like, yeah, I just started working with Gabe and." You used to work with Gabe.
I kind of remember it.
Yeah.
Kind of remember it. All I remember.
That's
wait,
hilarious,
so
bro.
How
and then
long,
we ran a half marathon.
How long were you staring at me before
bro,
like you had the guts to talk to me?
And
probably
what did you
like
think?
Probably like the whole day I was watching work out.
Wow.
Like,
what's up, baby? It's just a mosquito on a stick.
I wanted to talk to you, but I was afraid that you're gonna be like, yo, you wanna have a benching contest? And then we'll get embarrassed. So
well,
I managed the courage, though.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So I kind of want to talk about this right now because, you know what? I think we've really recently had a very fun experience all together in January. It was a roller coaster, right?
I see what
you
did.
You get it? So first off, we've been planning this for a while. Okay, with the pandemic like happening and stuff, everything was closed. And Disney World finally opened like mid-June like last year. So
was it that long ago?
Yeah, dude. It like was one of the first places to open up. And we were just like, you know what? It's been a while. The numbers are going down. Let's go to Disney World. We're being safe about it. We got our gloves. We got our mask. We got our hand sani.
It was really safe.
It was very safe.
It was really good.
I felt safer there than at the grocery store.
Yeah,
literally.
Legit.
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
Which was
no one.
Great.
And let's talk about it. Jess, how was your experience? We went to Disney World. What's up? What did you think of it?
It was so fun. The lines were so short. I feel like we did a lot in, how long were we there? 3 days?
Yeah. Were we here for 3 days? I felt it was like
four
days.
Because we did one whole day.
We did a park each day.
Yeah, all the parks.
So we did and all we did two four parks together.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Because we hit Epcot that last day.
Yeah. I need to call you out on something, all right? I need to call you out, sis. So one day, we're in the middle of Animal Kingdom, you know? We're in the middle of the Animal Kingdom. I'm excited. We're looking at gorillas. I haven't seen gorillas in a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
They got some crazy eyes, bro.
And then all of a sudden, you know what? I get pretty curious. Oh, you know what? You finish the story.
No. So just read it. Okay.
So Jess, I found out. Go for it, Gabe.
Has a note on her phone where she writes down memorable quotes. Mm-hmm. Any quote that happens, if it's funny enough or makes a cut, she puts it on that note.
Okay. I'm just going to read
it. So why did you wait? Hold up. So I'm a curious person.
No. Let me. So this quote came from Sebastian from a conversation that he was having. So
with Jake, the Disney employee.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jake, Jess, and I are standing at the thing watching gorillas. And then Seb is probably like, I don't know, 10 feet, maybe not that far, speaking to a Disney employee, asking about the gorillas. And this quote is from that conversation.
Do you want to read it?
So no, it's like in your voice. Say it.
Okay.
You're the culprit.
Jake needs to read it.
Oh, no. I called her out. She's the culprit.
This one right there.
All right, Jake, you read it. And I'm going to ask you about this while you do this.
Where do this be? Yeah. I know it sounds ridiculous, but how about a gorilla versus a grizzly bear?
What's wrong with that question? I'm curious. This guy.
The thing is, he was dead serious when he asked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy was like from Africa and he's like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Dude, wait, hold up. You're making me look like an idiot. Jess?
Oh my God.
First off.
No. The best part about this whole situation was that this was like question 10 in a line of questions of you asking a gorilla versus something else. Right. You're like, a gorilla versus an elephant. A gorilla versus a giraffe.
I did not say that.
And then you're like, okay, I'm dead serious this time. What about a gorilla versus a grizzly bear?
Dude, I was here's the reason I was curious. Because first off, I don't meet zookeepers every day. I don't go out in LA and I'm like, oh, there's a zookeeper. That's a zookeeper. I'm never going to know. Mm-hmm. So if this guy works here for 2 to 3 years, I'm pretty sure he knows like
he knew his
most
facts,
things
bro.
About stuff.
He didn't know about a gorilla.
Yeah.
I will say the guy was very like not excited about the conversation. There's like other people walking by. They're like, hi, sir. How's it going? He's like super nice. And then I talked to him. He's like, dude, stop asking these stupid questions.
Do you remember what he responded?
I just remember feeling like crap after it. And then looking back and then seeing you guys laughing at me.
And so, we were all laughing.
So I need to know why you recorded that. And like, why did you write that down?
It's just, you know, sometimes we need to have a laugh and it's good to go back and read exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You need to read the exact quote. Having the exact quote in writing for whatever the situation is always a good time. To be able to go back and be like, this was the exact wording. It's fun.
And maybe in like 5 years time, we would forget that even happened.
Yeah.
But no, never.
Never.
No, never.
Unless I take that phone in a bed.
At your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stand up and be like,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't.
That's going to be my speech.
What do you think about a gorilla versus a
grizzly bear? That's going to be my speech.
Dude, yeah, you just started off with that. This was the start of Jake's
first off, is anyone here a zookeeper? Just
What the?
By chance? I've got a question for you.
Dude, that's crazy. But you know what? I'm very grateful for that trip because I felt like we had like so much fun. Like I honestly, the reason I got scared, I was telling Gabe this yesterday. I was like scared to do this trip because we went on tour together. And we were like just crying most of the time, but like no sleep.
Okay, we weren't crying most of the time.
I was.
We were all crying the whole time.
Majority of the 3 to 4 weeks of traveling was just in tears.
For anyone watching that like went to the tours.
Yeah, like we had a great time.
We had a good time.
I had a great time.
No. It was a great time of ridiculous stress and sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those are the times you look back on and you're like, those were good times.
Even though I had a few breakdowns. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone got sick.
Yeah. Jess, like we missed a tour date because she got sick. It was like at the beginning of tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the DC stop.
And then Tampa, when we reached the Tampa, like backstage, we were just all crying. We all cried. I was there. You guys were there. I mean, obviously it's your
tour. Mom was there.
Your mom was there. Dude. And then
somehow your mom showed up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then we went to Arizona and I ended up going to the hospital.
Mm.
Yeah, wild.
Wild stuff.
So all of that made you not want to take a trip with us?
Because I was Florida. Like, I was like, because there was times where like I would be on the, like I would be like on tour, telling Gabe this, and like some people from tour would go up to us and be like, go up to me because I'm like the hyper guy, like
the hype guy,
like, hype whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go up and say hi to Jess, and you're like getting your hair and makeup done, and I'd receive like a comment being like, don't talk to them, they're too tired to talk. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'd just be like, so then I was like, F, is it going to be like this? Like when we go on a trip together, like not that you guys were, not that you guys are putting those rules or anything.
We were not.
I was only excited to come to Florida, by the way.
That's good.
I wasn't worried.
I had no idea that that happened until like yesterday when you told us. Or
yeah.
2 days ago.
No. Yeah. You guys didn't know about that. But like, obviously you guys are like the head of the show. So you guys need the most energy. You guys are doing the meet and greets. You guys are like doing meet and greets before, doing the show, and then meet and greets after. Mm-hmm. Like, that was stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like picking up boxes and then doing the hype stuff. And then,
wait, so why are we talking about tour?
Because I was afraid to go on this trip because dude, what if they get tired of me? Like, what if they, what if they don't like me? Like, what if they never ask me to go on a trip again? And then
you go to come up and talk to us, and then Jake goes, hey, don't talk to them.
They're really tired.
I would go up to Jake at night, and I'd be like, do you think they hate me?
Oh, stop.
Just kidding.
You didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. We talked about girl problems. Anyways, just kidding. Anyways.
Did we? We probably did.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But.
You guys in Hinge?
Yeah, we were
in Hinge. Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
We should wrap in our
that was
line
hilarious.
Entertainment.
Oh my gosh.
That's how we got the idea for the vlog for getting Jake like a date. Cause we were on Hinge throughout that whole trip.
No, it was before.
No.
It was the reverse of that.
Was it after?
We did the vlog and then we were
the vlog and then.
Oh, and then
we should make a Hinge. Oh, my bad. People online.
That was it. We did the vlog and then you were like, this is bogus.
Yeah.
Jake is going to have
all
these DMs.
Let's talk about that. Sorry. I go on. This I've known you guys for 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tell you guys about my girl problems. I tell you about like, oh, I'd love to date this person, that person. I'd love to be set up. You guys have a great audience. And then you guys, all of a sudden, Jake comes to Florida.
Very lovely
hey, Jake,
people, by the way. Thank
we
you,
we love
guys.
You so much. hey, how about we set you up on a date and we freaking, you know, just give you all these options and stuff and then leave me in the dirt.
Yeah.
So I want to know about that, too. So why?
Everybody already
exactly. That was our exact thought process.
Thanks.
What you just said.
that's exactly what we planned
that
for.
Was, yeah. We were like, Seb or Jake? No, Seb. Jake for sure, because Sebastian has been with us for too long, and we already too know long. All of his issues, and we just want
what
to leave
the?
Him in the dirt.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I do have a lot of issues. No, honestly, I'm glad you didn't, because like I've already told you guys, like I'm on like a journey where I'm like, I know I need to be responsible with myself. I know I need to like get ready and be mature enough to be in a relationship. And,
so
like,
you re-downloaded Hinge?
No. what are you talking about?
Have you downloaded Hinge I'm since joking. We got back?
Have I? Yeah, multiple times.
Oh yeah,
multiple times. I've deleted it.
It's the angel and the devil syndrome.
You don't
want to like delete it, and then he deletes it, and the devil's like, "Come on, you can re-download it."
No, because it's crazy, dude. Because it's not like I delete the app; like I delete the whole account, and I'm crazy enough to just type in all my information again, and then select all my prompts and select all my photos.
No way.
And it's not like I just delete the app; I delete my account, and for some reason, I just keep on like whenever I get.
TMI. Why?
When
why
I get horny,
you...
I'm just like,
Sebastian!
Web!
TMI!
I'm a person!
You are a person.
I deal with sin, okay? Uh-huh. I am not perfect. So
you go on Hinge instead of praying.
Hold up. I learned.
Dude, shots Bottom. Fired.
I'm a changed person. So now I've learned that I had that bad habit of like depending on searching for love from people, and I should have been like, oh, like the only person I receive love from or I should put my foundation on is the love of God and Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I stopped and I told myself I'll never re-download it again until it's like God's will. Again, you can meet amazing people on Hinge like if you want to. I just know I'm like not
well it's the let's like where are you running to feel okay kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, or like to feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously like we have
Hinge
love
in
this group
place.
yeah exactly like yeah. in this room we all love each other and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like you want to be receiving love from God before you're receiving like not fake love but like going on Hinge to like
yeah,
have an artificial form of love.
Yeah, because people, like, you know, sometimes they fall. People, like, can hurt you. People can do bad things and whatever. And it's, and we all make mistakes. But if you're holding your accountability,
as Miley Cyrus once said,
mm-hmm. Really,
everybody makes mistakes.
Oh yeah,
everybody has those days.
Yeah, but like we all screw up, dude. And like if I'm placing my thing on something like faulty, dude, I'm not gonna be able to like. Dude, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, God's love is a firm foundation.
Let's go.
It's a firm foundation. And once you learn to discipline yourself, because it's not easy to just receive God's love every day, it's something you got to learn to accept. And you have to be very, what is the word? I had to reach a certain level of humility to receive his love and understand, like, this isn't just about feeling, but searching for him and knowing that his love always like stands throughout everything. Yeah, no matter what.
It's acting out of love even when you don't feel it.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Do you guys feel like you guys, they can't hear us, but do you think they've gotten to know us a little bit more through this conversation or no? I feel like it's a nice catch up.
I think, yeah.
It is. It's like a homies catch up, you know?
Yeah.
Cause a cool hang.
Yeah, because Gabriel yesterday was like, oh, that trip was so amazing. I was like, don't talk about it. We need to save it for the podcast. Talk about it. Yeah, but
I had the best time with the manatees, bro. I thought that was the coolest.
That was I had a worse time that day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Jake, why was it your good time? You guys tell your story later.
Bro, it was just beautiful. I've never been. I realized when I was there, I'd never been in such a tropical place before. Like really? That's the furthest south I've ever been.
No way.
Yeah. I mean,
the Florida.
No, yeah, that's it. Because I've been down in Mexico, but I think it's more closer to the equator, and so the clear water and the big manatees. We went in those little groves with where we saw the starfish, the mangroves. Yeah, and it was beautiful. So. Yeah, I loved it. Dude, I loved it. It was a good time.
Those manatees
were huge.
Oh, they're massive.
They're huge. They're like little elephants in the water. Except not
big
little
potatoes.
Right.
Dude, legit. Sometimes big if you're in the ocean, sometimes you'll like you can like swim out if there's like manatees around. You would like put your feet down, and all of a sudden you're like standing on one, and then it'll just like lift up and move or something.
Bro.
Yeah, it's wild.
Are they?
That happened to my friend one time. I mean, they're not aggressive at all.
Yeah,
but like you don't
want
to mess with, like you don't want to actually do what I just said. You don't. That was like happened to my friend on accident. You don't want to mess with them.
right.
You don't want to screw up with them.
Like you want to let them be at peace and do their own thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they're huge.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I wonder because I've seen dolphins in the wild and they're very playful. They're very curious and they're playful and they look at you and they're interesting. Yeah. What is it, Jess?
I just think when I remember that day, I really think Jake took one for the team.
He did.
Why? Evan, tell the story.
I just remember Seb just laying.
Seb had a tough day. No, we split it. We split it pretty good. Seb
was
out there working.
No. We were watching. Seb was not. Seb was seasick. Sprawled out on the front of the tandem canoe.
There was a time where this happened,
and Jake is just like in the back, just paddling for the both of them, just trying
to
keep up with
Jess. I like Jess. Why are you calling me out on this? First,
I think
off?
You were calling yourself out at the beginning.
No, no. I kind of did, but what?
He was seasick.
What did you enjoy about that trip? Hello, about that manatee thing.
Everything.
Really.
Manatees, the clear kayaks, it was all really fun.
Yeah, the clear kayaks.
Yeah, that was so
cool.
But
I want to know your experience.
Well, you tell
us. How
the story.
Is your experience?
Well, okay.
Well, I think it's your story to tell.
Well, there's two things. There's two things that happened there, right?
Uh-huh.
Two things that happened.
One
was seasickness that like overshadowed the whole experience.
Uh-huh.
But I'm with Jake, right? And we're hanging out with this lady that's like, dude,
I love that lady.
Jess goes up to us. She like plans this kayak trip. I'm like so excited. I'm like, dude, we're kayaking. We're going to have the best time ever. We're going to chill, relax. We're going to be on this little boat, just look at stuff. This lady is like training us for the Olympic trials. We're going like 50 miles an hour down the river. She's not even stopping. I'm out of breath. He's out of breath. You guys are like zooming by. I don't know why.
Yeah, you guys were really in sync. Yeah.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
The tempo.
And
rhythm.
The craziest thing. So we're like going down. I'm like, Jake, I can't do this right now. Like she's going way too fast. And she's like desperate to find these manatees, which I understand. Like,
you're
it's
the lady?
Part of the trip.
Bro,
yeah.
I want to see
yeah,
those manatees.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
there was
a lady that was leading us to explain. There was a lady that like knew
the tour guide.
Yeah, the tour guide. She knew like the whole like what canal river that we were on.
She knew the names, all the manatees.
Yeah, she like named the manatees
this
and all
is
that
Fred.
Stuff. And so like,
yeah, literally, she was like, oh, that one's, I don't know.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Fred.
Insert random name.
Samantha.
Yeah.
The manatee.
So that was the first thing. So I'm like, what did
Oh, that one's Sebastian.
Yeah, effing, it's just me.
That's laying. A good manatee.
We're hanging out, right? Uh-huh. And we're going down. This lady's going like super quick. I'm already like tired. Jake's carrying the team right now. All of a sudden, like, you know, I trust this lady. She's done this like whole trip like 100 times. She's had multiple guests. She apparently knows the ecosystem. So towards the end of this like whole like thingamajig, where we're going through this, we go through this like nice little like, I don't know, it's like a hidden like forest, like a hidden like pocket where there was like water and like a bunch of trees and all that stuff. Obviously, we're on the water. We're kayaking.
Oh, so that was in the mangroves.
Yeah, like mangroves. Yeah, yeah. So we go through this thing.
Or woman groves.
Yeah, 2021. Anyways, so we're going down. We're going down this little stream, right? And we get to like the center where like there's this pocket of like water. And all of a sudden, the lady goes, "Oh my gosh, there's jellyfish." Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this.
Oh, I'm yeah. Like,
so I'm good.
Like, wow, there's jellyfish. I've never seen jellyfish in my life. I might as well take a gander. This lady, she grabs the jellyfish out of her hand. She's like, guys, grab the jellyfish, grab the jellyfish.
No, she goes, well, oh, yeah, touched it. She touches it, and she goes, oh, yeah, these don't sting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these don't sting. Uh-huh. We're hanging out. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I can't even touch a jellyfish for the first time. She's like, these don't sting. So she's going one by one, showing it. Everyone's like not touching it because they're just looking at it. But like, you know, I'm curious. Uh-huh. Like I enjoy, like, you know, I want to experience everything.
Yeah.
So she brings the jellyfish, holds it out to me. She's like, here, hold it. I'm like, great, perfect. So I hold it. And I'm having a great time. I'm like, oh, this is so pretty. It's so cute. It's like a blob of jelly.
She was like, do you want to touch it? And I was like, nah, it looks cool.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah.
I was like, I know how jellyfish work, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, Jake's like, oh, yeah, I know how jellyfish work. We're good to go.
I've had enough of that.
But I trust her because she's like done this like multiple times. So I'm all right, whatever. So I have it in my hand.
She said it, yeah.
And then I hand it back to her. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Jake, I think my hand is like stinging. And she's like, all of a sudden, I'm like, why is my hand stinging? I'm like, oh, no, I'm thinking too much.
And she's like, yeah, my hand kind of hurts.
Yeah,
now.
She said that too. She was like, oh, my hand feels a little. Like,
well, 2 minutes later.
You've seen these things before?
2 minutes later, I have like scars on my finger.
No. It was when by the time we got back home, you had some blisters on your finger.
I had blisters on my fingers because this lady who supposedly knows all about Florida.
She was a nice lady.
She was.
I liked her
Sad
a lot.
Sad just wasn't happy because
but
he
that,
got.
That was out of left field.
He got stung by a jellyfish and seasick.
And I partied a little too much the day before.
You did.
And I just wanted to enjoy your family. I was talking to your grandma the whole night that night, the night before. So long story short, I was hungover. I'm going to be honest. I don't drink as much. I never drink. I barely drink. But I was like, you know what? I want to go have a good time with my best friends. They don't drink, but I wanted to, you know, I want vacation. Like, I want to have a good time. So I have a little couple of drinks. I'm talking to your grandma. Know her whole life story. I'm like, dude,
it
marry
sounded like
me.
A great story.
She loves you, by the way.
She loves me?
She always asks me about you.
Yeah. Really?
She's like, how's Sebastian?
Dude,
she's probably going to listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah, good. I love you.
Seb, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah. I love you. But I remember, like, leaving. I was having a good time. And we'll finish it off with that just because I don't want to. Because you guys had a lot of patience with me, but I really appreciate that.
It was a fun trip.
Anyways, but yeah. Thank you. But thanks, guys, for being a part of this podcast. One last thing. You guys did send in questions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to answer one of your questions before we leave. We have a question right here from the live stream that we did earlier today.
Wait, how many questions do we have?
Just one, like one or two. One question. We'll answer that. We'll go through this first question. So this question comes from somebody. I didn't write their name down.
Oh, no way. Come on.
But she knows who she is. She sent in the question.
All right.
She said, how have you learned to share your faith and stand strong in your position within a world that's so opposed to the gospel?
Wow.
You guys go first.
Wow. You want me to take it?
Yeah.
Freaking. I was talking about this on your podcast, Jake. We were talking about, like, I guess representing Jesus and stuff like that. But based off of that question, I'll say, like, people aren't, if you're truly operating out of a spirit of love towards other people through Christ, mm-hmm. like, people aren't going to be upset about that. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be treating people well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of the best representation of your faith is through the way you act, mm-hmm. not really what you say. Because if you're not really acting the part, but you're saying it, people are just like, okay, they're a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was just basically saying that for Jess and I, the best catalyst or vehicle for sharing our faith was always through people kind of getting to know us and really being just us being really strong in our convictions of mm-hmm. acting the same way we do, whether it's on camera, or off camera, in public or in the house, just acting the same way and being really true to our convictions, and people kind of seeing that and being curious about it because, like, oh, we don't drink or we don't swear, whatever it is. So
yeah.
It opens the door for a lot of, I guess, to be able to share your faith, and it opens the door for those conversations to actually happen because people then already trust you and know you and are curious.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it is, it really lets their guard down so they're not like in attack mode because they know that you actually care about them already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like some random altercation or debate that you're having, yeah. but it's more so like an actual genuine conversation.
You're not trying to prove a point.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my, that's
how about my you, Jess?
Thanks, I mean, dude. I was going to say the same thing. I feel like, I don't know, we especially with our content, we just try to be ourselves and love mm-hmm. people and not try to push what we believe too hard. And then through that, people have, I don't know how to explain it, kind of what you were just saying, but like people,
we try to represent what we believe really well,
yeah,
and not be people over the head right. with our
that's basically
no. I feel like my answer was stupid.
No, what are you talking that wasn't, about?
That wasn't yeah, it's just about? A truthful representation yeah. of who you guys are. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like, hey, this is like, especially with what you do. Sharing your lives, it's like, hey, this is our life, and mm-hmm. this is an integral part of my life, and so yeah. I'm going to talk about it when it comes up, and yeah I feel like for me it's like, I forget exactly what the question was, but I stand strong in your position. I feel like two things come to mind, one being Jesus talking about like the greatest commandment is to love God and love those around you, you know, mm-hmm. and then another verse that comes to mind is Jesus saying like, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I think that those are two things, like love and truth, talking, you know, interacting with the world mm-hmm. on basically like on any dimension you can find, whether it's like interpersonal or like at a community level or at a national level or at a world level, whatever it is. I think if you're pursuing those things in love and in truth, it's like, it's actually not going to go so bad. And even if it does go bad, there's like peace in being like, well, I like did this out of, when you know you've been operating out of a place of love and out of a place of truth and like looking to stay faithful to mm-hmm. those things, you know, like, I don't know. I think it there's a peace that comes with that. And even, yeah, things usually won't go wrong, but even if they do go wrong, it's like, well, actually this is the best I could do, you know? Dang, so
that's
so
good.
And kind of being comfortable with whatever the outcome is because you're just trusting Jesus with
right.
what that situation became.
Yeah, I think there's a faith in like believing that like ahead of time, living in that way is the best way you can live. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that like there's always like an opportunity cost of different approaches to life, but like it's hard. I think there's a peace that comes to you afterwards being like, yeah, I've been like living in love and I've been living in truth the mm-hmm. best that I know how, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah.
Dang, that's good. Before we end, Jess, I just want to say, I know you just mentioned like, oh, I don't like my answer. Jess, you're effing so smart. You're freaking like I remember a lot of the times when before we shoot, I don't mean to put you on blast here.
Wow.
But like every time we shoot like a podcast, like Jess is always like, ah, oh, she gets a little nervous. But dude, you always effing say like the best things ever. Like so many people are inspired by what you say. And like, you always like, not just like, how do I even say this? Not just as a content creator that inspires youth, you inspire your friends too. You inspire this community here. So don't like, I don't, mm-hmm. I want you to know like, dude, don't put yourself down or your thoughts or your, you know, thanks. Whatever it is, because there's value behind it and we all learn from it. So like, I want to tell you that as like a friend.
It's true.
Because we admire you. I mean, there's a reason why you're on this podcast. It's not because you're Gabe's wife. It's because you're one of my best friends, you know?
Let's go, babe.
So,
but I'm not your bestest friend.
Yeah, we had that conversation.
I'm already the best, and everyone else is one of the best.
I'm not allowed to call you my best friend because you're his best friend. So you're like my
friend.
Good friend.
good friend.
But one of the top friends. top tier.
Top five.
You're top ten. Top ten friend.
Ooh. I'm like tier one.
You're tier one.
That's pretty spicy, actually. Up.
But tier also
S tier friend.
S-tier. I wanted.
You guys are in my S tier friend list.
I love that, bro.
I actually made a friend list.
Oh, that's
exactly. I was like, who are the people I want to be more like? And you guys made the cut. It was like,
no way.
You guys made the cut.
It's like, who are people? I was like meditating on the idea of like, you know, you are the people that you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
And like, I think you get to choose that in a lot of ways. And so I was who are the people I would want to spend more time with and be more like and have infect me, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's so good.
Infect me.
Yeah, but infect me with their way of being, you know?
Show me your friends and I'll show you your
exactly.
future.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's a phrase thrown around like church all the time, but it's really true. I also wanted to answer this question because...
That 30-second question was a good question, bro. I know you got a few questions, but that was one of the best questions I've heard. Is that not that one?
No, this one is one of the questions, but I just wanted to answer this because I'm going to repeat it. How have you learned to share your faith and stand strong and your position within a world that's so opposed to the gospel?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I know I'm in a learning process. Like, I've been a Christian for four years. Mm-hmm. I've always been a Christian. I was Catholic, raised Catholic, but like really like solid in my faith within the past four years. But even like this past month, I feel like I'm more solid than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we tell these stories.
After that kayaking fiasco.
Yeah, after that kayaking fiasco. Dude, straight up. After I left Florida, I was just like, okay, you know, I didn't have you guys. I was moving, so I couldn't see Jake or any of that stuff. And so I really had to learn how to stand in my faith and be like, okay, like, what do I believe? And so one of the things I've learned is I have to give myself grace. Even though I am trying to represent a God that is good, I have to realize that I'm not good. And so I try to do my best, like you guys say, like to be a best representation of that. But I also feel like it's important to be honest about the things that you do wrong. You know, like what I'm saying? Like, because for me, you had to smile, you mother effer. You had to smile.
That you do.
Yeah, but like.
I was trying not to.
Is that what you were laughing at?
She freaking said she heard doo-doo and she haven't smiled.
Oh my gosh.
I thought Seb was going to laugh at saying that. That's why I said
But I didn't. Yeah, I held it back.
Sorry, everyone. We're all 12 years old here.
But I think like that's the reason I tell these stories, like, you know, because I want people to know, you know, being a Christian isn't about, you know, following rules and trying to. And of course, it is trying to be the best representation of who Jesus is. But it's also being honest about, no, these are the things I fall in also. And I'm going to show you this deck of cards too, mm-hmm. because that's what makes people connect. A lot of the times you hear this phrase thrown around in church where it's like, you know, we all connect through our struggles, you know, more than our wins. Because I'm always down to celebrate your wins. But mm-hmm. when someone's honest and vulnerable with me, I'm always like, oh, I actually connect with you more there because these are the things sometimes I feel like hiding because of my shame, my guilt, the things that I'm afraid of to talk about. And so that's why I let that deck out because I think it's important to say, okay, I am a Christian. I'm on this journey and I'm trying to be the best I can, a great representation of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But within that, within my convictions and the discipline I have to follow Jesus, I'm also going to give myself grace to to love myself and to know that God loves me too, even when I fall.
Well, and even a precondition to being more Christ-like or like improving anything is recognizing the errors that are take place, you know? So it's like it's not like you're only pursuing being more Christ-like or shortening the ways that you're falling, you know, you know, it's not choosing one of those things. It's like a precondition to being more Christ-like is like recognizing the ways that you are not Christ-like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%, bro.
Yeah.
That's having fire, bro. Well, with all that being said, thank you guys for watching the Better Together podcast.
Better Together.
That was great. I wish I could sing. I can't.
You can sing. Give it a shot.
You can, bro.
No, I can't.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Together. Bro, you can sing. Remember that night at our place?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, the neighbors know too.
All right, don't have to start with that. We'll hold it up for another podcast. Anyways, thank you guys for watching Better Together podcast. Do you guys have any plugs you guys want to give out? Gabe, you have a Prompt Us podcast.
Prompt, our podcast is called Prompt Us, and it's with two of all cute of guys. Our really close friends, two cuties,
yeah.
Chad and Zach. And we talk about similar stuff. We talk about just personal, spiritual, and professional growth and how all those three are not separate but all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess and I have a YouTube channel, Jess and Gabriel, and then all the social medias and stuff. We're on Instagram and all the things.
Let's go, baby. Jess, you got anything you want to plug?
My Instagram is at Jess.
At Jess. I think that's so gangster, dude, by the way.
How baller is that?
That's so effing cool.
I want at Gabriel, but I think some soccer player has it. I'm just like, I'm not getting that.
How about you, Jake?
I got a podcast that is dropping next week.
Let's go.
Gabe's the first video. Jake Roque
the only
show.
Clapping.
R-O-Q-U-E.
Wait. Wow, I feel so honored. Wait. I'm part of the first crew in your like official launch.
Yeah.
Of having guests on your thing.
Heck yeah.
And then I am Jake's first guest.
Let's go.
First guest
geese?
On geese? First guest on his podcast.
My first geese.
But yeah, I interrupted you. What is your podcast?
Jake Roque Show. It's all about being happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser.
Whoa.
Later, right?
I like that.
And yeah, you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, Jake Roque, R-O-Q-U-E.
Cool. All the merch, if you want to get merch, it's in the link below.
It is so good.
If you want to follow me, it's in the link below. All the links to be down below.
It's all so good.
Yeah, baby. Let's get it. Anyways, thanks for watching the Better Together podcast. We'll see you guys soon.
Woo! See you guys. Better Together.